T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's up? It's Luke Combs. Luke Combs with Robin Holly.
What's up, Luke?
Nothing much. How are you all?
Good, man.
I like your pheasant hat.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's nice to have birds. You know, they say if you hang out with birds, it's good for your soul. It's like better for your mental energy.
I need some birds on the line then, you know?
But you don't want like birds on your shoulder. You want birds like...
Yeah, to be shot out of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also really good for your soul as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of it's good for your soul because you're like outside and, you know, there's birds nearby. You hear them.
Yeah.
It's good for your heart.
You got a bird feeder outside the window, you know.
Do you feel like that is where a telltale sign of getting older is to have a bird feeder and be excited about it?
I've been old for a long time then.
Really? You've always had a bird? I just got one.
My parents always had them growing up. So I don't know. I just felt like I've always feel like that was something just everybody had. But then I realized later that it's not something that everybody had.
No. Yeah. We never had one growing up, and I have one now. And I'm like, look at that one. We have a woodpecker.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. It's pretty lame. Yeah. That I love that so much, but I do.
Yeah. It's good for your soul. Keeps you.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
I'm not ashamed of it, you know.
This, by the way, will come across great in radio.
How are you? How are you embracing getting older? Or are you like, I know for a lot of people, it can be challenging getting older.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I figure why run away from it? Right. It's like,
you can't, right?
Not like, yeah, there's literally nothing you can do. Right. I mean, aside from like plastic surgery or something, but then that doesn't really do anything either, you know? So, I enjoy it, honestly, you know? I think it's all how you still feel young in your mind, right? It's just, you also, there's things that, you know, you just value more than you used to, I guess, maybe is what I'm trying to say.
I don't know if you remember this, but the last time we hung out was at Tortuga Music Festival, and I had a getting old moment. I think when we interviewed you, I had my arm wrapped up because I had just injured it, and come to find out, I tore my tricep tendon doing what they call a muscle up on the beach. So that for me was one of those moments. There was a bunch of 20-year-old dudes like doing these moves, and I'm like, I can do that, and apparently I cannot. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's all right though. You know, part of it.
You know, you live and you learn.
Do you feel like you're an old soul, Luke?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably. I would consider myself that way. I sure am cranky, so I figured. You know, I figure that's got something to do with it, right?
You're cranky? I've never experienced the crankiness of you.
I'm cranky.
I think you're really funny. Every time we talk to you, I think, God, Luke's really funny.
I think everybody that knows me on any sort of level would tell you that I'm cranky. Not like I'm never angry, but I'm always like just cranky.
Like an old man, like that movie.
Like an old curmudgeon-y old dad. Yeah.
Right.
What is does your wife remind you of that a lot? Does she call you out and go, why are you being so cranky right now?
Oh, for sure. But I got to do the same thing with her too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is being a dad now? Does it make you feel even older or what? I mean, not really.
I think
in like June, right? Is his birthday. Sorry.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So he's 9.5 months right now. So he's coming up on 10 months here pretty soon. But yeah, it's awesome, really. You know, I mean, he's such a good kid too. He's like, doesn't really cry very much ever. And he's just real happy all the time. Like, even when he's teething or sick, like, he's still just in a really great mood. So I don't know where he got that from.
His mom. Yeah.
I'm glad he did, you know, but now he's great. I mean, he's, you know, we look forward to seeing him so much, you know, and when I'm gone, I look forward to coming home and seeing him and stuff. And, yeah, thank God for FaceTime and stuff like that. You know, that makes it yeah. nice too. But it's awesome. I wouldn't trade in being a dad for the world, you know.
You're going to be, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
I saw that you posted a lot about your grandparents and how much they were an influence on you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you're seeing your son and you get to, is it cool to see like the generations that come along? But I was wondering, what's one of the things that you look forward to the most about doing with your son, or maybe even your son doing with his grandpa when he gets a little bit older and gets to know him?
Yeah. My dad always had gardens growing up. Like, he was a bit of a green thumb. And so I look forward to, you know, my parents are in town now, which is really, really awesome. And, so I'm looking forward to them doing that to get to, you know, get to kind of all three of us do that. I'm not very good at either, so I got a lot to learn, as well, but, I'm excited, you know, me and him, you know, go hunt and stuff. I'm really excited to just kind of like have a conversation with him at some point, I think is what's like pretty cool to think about. You know, it's like, you've never, like, he's 9 or 10 months old, but I've really never, like, we've never talked to each other. Right. Aside from just babbling sounds and stuff. You
know? Yeah.
So I don't know. I think there's a lot of exciting stuff to look forward to in that sense.
Yeah, it is hard to have a conversation when they're just like goo gaga. Can we talk? Right. I want to ask about his birthday, though, because it's in June and you'll be on your world tour. Do you have anything planned to celebrate his birthday? Or how does that work?
His birthday is also Father's Day. So at least it was last year. I don't know if it will be on the exact day this year. But I'll be home for that. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it has to. I mean, if his birthday's on the weekend that we have a show, then they'll just come out to that.
That's
one.
Great.
Sure. You know, I wouldn't miss that one, you know.
The 16 countries. Do you have a country that you're looking forward to on your world tour of visiting?
I mean, all of them are great. There is a few that we haven't been to before. So I guess at this point in my career, there's not like a lot of like firsts left, like things you haven't done before. So I'm looking forward to, like, you know, we're going to, you know, Switzerland and Sweden and, you know, all these crazy places, France and like countries we've never been to before. So I'm excited to go and see those places. I love going to places I've never been. So that's a pretty exciting. New Zealand, never been to New Zealand. Yeah. I'm excited about that. So a lot to look forward to this year. Obviously all the shows I think are going to be super fun. I love my guys on the road and they're all great to be around. So it's always kind of just a joy to be out with everybody anyways. But to get to do that in new places just makes it even cooler to me.
Do you know how many of the 18 songs on the new album that you're going to play live?
We were building the set list last week. So it's kind of, it's tough, right? Cause the tour starts the day after the album comes out. So you don't want to like fill the set list up right away with all stuff from the new album, because like the show the next day, like people aren't gonna, there's probably gonna be a lot of people at that show that haven't even heard the new album yet, right? So probably start out with, I don't know, 4 or 5. You know, I don't want to like, you know, throw 18 new songs in there and then the whole show is, you know,
yeah,
the new album, and then they don't get to hear any of the songs that they kind of want to hear, you know, because they bought these tickets way before the album was even announced. So I'm sure as the year progresses, and, you know, songs always have a way of kind of like, you know, what songs that I think people are going to love are not always the songs that people end up loving. So the songs tend to just kind of take on a life of their own once they're out. And then you just kind of build the set list based off what people are really listening to, I think, is kind of how we go about doing it.
Do you have one song where you're like, no, this one live is going to be amazing? Just even like playing it, lighting, et cetera, on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a few that I'm pretty excited about. There's one called Fox in the Hen House. That's pretty sweet. Super kind of, I don't know. It's just a pretty heavy song for us. as far as guitar wise and stuff. But that one will be really exciting. Looking forward to singing that one live.
You got a couple that that are out already, and I saw that you wrote up a lot about the song Joe. And I thought this was cool because I don't think anyone else is doing this, and I'm actually coming up on almost a year of no alcohol for me. Wow. And so I was just, when I saw that, I was just like, props to you, man, because you're right. Like country music, we sing about drinking songs. There's so many drinking songs, but it's cool to have something for a lot of people that might not do that anymore or never did.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, and my buddy Eric sent me this song a couple of years ago, or a friend of mine sent it to me, and I reached out to him about it. I was like, hey man, do you have any plans for this song? You know, I've got some friends and in my life that kind of, you know, have struggled with that, or friends that do the sober thing, and people in my family that have, you know, struggled with addiction, stuff like that. So I just think it's, you know, I think about it sometimes. It's like, what would I do? You know, if I was in at the show, right, and the whole thing is, you know, and again, I mean, it's like, obviously that's a huge part of our genre, you know, and but I just wanted those people to have, you know, maybe a moment in the show that felt like was theirs too, you know?
Yeah, I think it's nice to acknowledge it. So I think after a while, that kind of stuff, like, at least for me, it doesn't bother me. Obviously, I know where you're going to a country show, there's going to be a lot of people drinking.
Right.
And I did plenty of my drinking in the 20 years that I did it, that I'm like, but yeah, it's just nice to acknowledge it. Cause I think in the very beginning stages of taking that route, you get a little bit self-conscious about it around that environment.
Or you just don't really know how to, right. You don't really know how to operate in that setting without it. Right. That's what I've seen, you know, some of my friends struggle with too, is like, you know, they would tend to maybe not go to things as often because they're like, well, I don't really know what to do if I'm not going to be drinking while I'm at this thing, you know? So
yeah,
I just thought it was a good, a really great song with a good message. And I thought there would be people who would appreciate hearing it.
I agree.
We got one more question before we let you go. And I mean, I know this is posted a while ago, but your friendship with Lainey Wilson, and she's on tour with you. Can you tell us about the first time that you met Lainey? Like, how did you guys get together?
Yeah, I think we met probably at Tin Roof on Demumbrian. Some friends of mine were running a songwriters round there called Revival, which is still going on to this day. But I think we met there probably like January or March of 2014. I wasn't even living in Nashville at the time. But at that time I was coming to town just to, like, you know, try to play at some of these writers rounds. I was playing in North Carolina 4 or 5 shows a week, and kind of transitioning into wanting to kind of be in Nashville. And, you know, so I'd come to town, network with people, and, you know, really anybody that would write with me at the time is who I wanted to write with. And I think she might've played maybe that night or something. And so I was just like, hey, you're, you know, heck of a singer, and this, you know, songs you're playing were great. So, and she was pretty new to relatively new to town as well at that time. So I think we probably wrote the next time I come to town. I would imagine we kind of scheduled that. Okay. And then I moved to Nashville in September of that same year. So we were always just kind of at the same stuff, you know. It's like, ended up having a lot of the, you know, mutual friends and same co-writers and stuff. And it's just crazy how that stuff can work out. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, she's always been super talented, you know, and always felt like it was just a matter of time, you know, and all these things kind of come down to timing. And I couldn't be more pumped for her. I mean, she's so nice and really deserves the world. She's worked so hard, you know, and continues to do so. And even having success now, I think would argue that she works really almost as hard, or if not harder, than anybody that's doing it right now.
Yeah, it's good to see, and I can't wait for her to be on tour with you. And it's just fun to see that picture where you guys, I'm like, look, it's a baby Luke and a baby Lainey. It's so,
yeah,
cute.
It's crazy. Yeah, I remember I think that was like a pizza joint or something. It's crazy. Yep.
Oh, well, so congrats cute. On the new album, the world tour, and we'll see you out there on tour.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, of Luke. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Have a good one.
See ya. You later. Too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.